A girl once went out to get herself a job as a serving maid, and at last a funny-looking old gentleman engaged her, you see, and he took her home to his house. Well, when he got her there, he told her that he had something to teach her, for in his house, he said, he had his own names for things, special names. Now, he said to her, what will you call me? Master or mister or whatever you please, sir, says this girl. He says, oh, no, he says, you must call me master of all masters. And what would you call this, he said, pointing to his bed. Bed or couch or whatever you please, sir. Oh, no, that's my barnacle. And what would you call these, he said, pointing to his pantaloons. Breeches or trousers or whatever you please, sir. Oh, dear, no, you must call them squibs and crackers. And what would you call her, he said, pointing to the cat. Well, cat or kit or whatever you please, sir. No, 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 you must call her White-Faced Simony. And now this, he said, pointing to the fire. What would you call this? Fire or flame or whatever you please, sir. No, you must call that hot cockalorum. And what about this, he said, pointing to the water. Water or wet or whatever you please, sir. Oh, no, no, pondalorum is the name for that. And what would you call this, he said, pointing to the house. House or cottage or whatever you please, sir. No, 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 you must call this high topper mountain. Well, that very night the servant woke her master up in a fright, and she said, master of all masters, get out of your barnacle and put on your squibs and crackers, for White-Faced Simony has got a spark of hot cockalorum on its tail, and if you don't get some pondalorum, high topper mountain will be all on hot cockalorum.